needed a car. I got $740 to spend. Hey, I know that's not a lot, but I am the essence of a starving musician, okay? And I have to have reliable transportation, with the word reliable being stressed. I say, I really don't care what it looks like as long as it runs good. So I'm introduced to the owner of a used car lot through the friend of a friend. And the next thing I know, they tell me they got just the car for me. So I hand them my money and away I drive in my 1981 Brown Bomber. I take the car on its first real trip down to Philly just to do a little shopping. As I'm heading out from the mall, the battery light comes on, the air conditioning compressor freezes up, snaps my fan belts, overheats my radiator, and bang, I'm dead on the entrance to the Blue Room. This sucked. I've spent all the Sunday in the pouring rain and finally get running when the very next day I drive to the store, hop in the car, turn the key, and the car won't start. Fuck! We got a dead alternator. So they finally fix it after several days in the shop. I pick it up on Friday, get in it on Saturday, and meet the guys in the band, and it won't start. Dead battery. Very next day, buy a brand new battery, drive it to my sister's picnic, and the battery light comes on. 2 days later, my car won't start again. Kill a brand new battery, some electrical problem with a voltage regulator. Fuck! So I say, hey, take your damn car back and give me my money. It's only been 3 weeks and the car's been broken more than it's been running. But they won't take it back, insisting they would get it fixed. 2 voltage regulators, 1 alternator, 3 fan belts, 2 dead batteries, 1 compressor, and still the car shakes like Catherine Hepburn.